Sisters and brothers, grace and peace be yours from God our Creator, from Jesus our Messiah, and from the Holy Spirit who breathes new life in and among us today and always. Amen. In her book, Braving the Wilderness, social science researcher Brené Brown talks about the power of experiencing both pain and joy in the presence of others. She uses the terms collective joy and collective grief for these experiences, and she argues that in our ever-divided country and climate, we all desperately need such experiences. We need moments of banding together, of sharing tears of joy or pain, of holding hands with one another out of shared excitement or shared sadness. Dr. Brown talks about some of her own experiences of collective joy at concerts, when you gather with a bunch of strangers for the simple and profound joy of music. And I know what she means, having recently attended the James Taylor concert at the Denny, along maybe with many of you, when I got to join with a few thousand of my closest friends in singing, now join with me, "How sweet it is to be loved by you." See, there you go, you got a little snapshot. And just as powerful, Dr. Brown says, is sharing in grief with strangers. She mentions a particularly moving experience of collective pain in 1986 when she was driving down a Texas freeway as the news broke over the radio that the Challenger had crashed. Without explicit direction to do so, she and her fellow drivers on the freeway turned on their lights as signs of mourning. It was unspoken and collective grief. Which reminds me of a chilly September morning my junior year in high school, sitting in French class, watching NBC News in terrified silence with my classmates as the second Twin Tower fell in New York City. It was another day of collective grief. I think about my own grandmother's funeral 4.5 years ago here in Sioux Falls, and how much it meant to me to have cars pull over on Minnesota Avenue for our funeral procession, to have strangers stop their lives for just a moment to share in our grief. As Dr. Brown says, one of the great gifts of these collective experiences of joy or pain or grief is that they reconnect us to one another. They demand that we look beyond all those things that divide us on a daily basis, those things that seem to have more and more power in our world and in our relationships. Collective experiences demand that we let the world stop for a moment so we can remember what it means to be human among fellow humans. In these moments, these collective moments, we generally do not wonder about the political affiliations of the people sitting near us. No one gets on a megaphone during a concert or a funeral procession to do a status check, asking people to report their stance on gun control or immigration reform. In those moments, we choose connection over division, community over isolation, and support over anger in both our joy and our grief. One of the great gifts of worship is that it offers us these collective experiences on a regular basis. In worship, we join in singing songs of celebration, and in worship, particularly at funerals, we join in lamenting. In worship, we share God's peace with each other without asking about the voting habits of our fellow worshipers. In worship, we come together to God's table of bread and wine, admitting that we all need the mercy of God in our collective feast of forgiveness. Today, we begin our journey through Holy Week. We start the end of our walk through these 40 days of Lent, and we will walk together. Starting today, this week invites us into experiences of collective joy and collective grief, along with the biblical story and with Christians around the world. Just as I was driving here this morning, I heard a snapshot of Pope Francis's funeral homily in Rome. So we do join with Christians around the world this week. We begin today in collective joy, as we already have, waving our palms and shouting Hosanna as Jesus triumphantly enters Jerusalem. Our joy continues in worship this morning as we bear witness to the means of grace right here among us, the baptism of Alice Elaine and the first communion of several of our young ministry partners. We rejoice together as Alice hears she is a beloved child of God, and as our first communion recipients hear that Christ's body and blood are given for them, for you. We rejoice at these first tastes and sights of the goodness of our God. On Thursday, our collective experience will be a bit more mixed. On that day, we call Maundy Thursday. Maundy, which is a word derived from the Latin mandatum, meaning mandate or commandment. On Thursday, we will hear Christ's commandment to love one another as he has loved us, to wash one another's feet as he has washed the feet of his disciples. We'll join with one another and the disciples in the Lord's Supper, remembering that fateful and blessed night in which Jesus was betrayed, when he first shared his body and blood with his friends and called them to do the same. On Thursday, our silence will begin as we strip the altar of its color and ornament, knowing the horrors that await on Friday. And on Friday, together we will grieve. We will hear again the story of Jesus' crucifixion. We'll hear the stories of death and despair in our own world today, just as we hear Jesus' final words from the cross. We'll grieve for our dying Savior, just as we grieve for those who are dying in our world today. We'll hear from another prisoner dying next to Jesus, and we will lament for all who are imprisoned today by addiction, by mental illness, and by anything that keeps us bound. We will hear Jesus' deep thirst and will cry out on behalf of all those who thirst and hunger today. Together we will bear witness again to the unbelievable love of God in Jesus Christ, a love that would die for us and dies for us still. And then together we will wait. We will wait with the grief of those who have walked together in pain through this holiest of weeks, and we will wait with the hope of those who know the joy we will share next Sunday. So, sisters and brothers, may we walk this week knowing we are never alone and trusting in Jesus Christ who walks this road before us and for us. Amen.